This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado State University undergraduate students can expect a 2% tuition hike next year. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
That means in-state undergraduates would pay an extra $200 per year. That brings total tuition to almost $13,000 a year. Out-of-state undergraduate tuition would rise 3% to over $37,000. The budget also includes a 3% salary increase for faculty and staff at the CSU campuses in Fort Collins and Pueblo. CSU's Board of Governors approved the increase last week. The university's campuses serve more than 60,000 students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And right now, CSU is conducting a search for its 16th president. Last week, the university announced Joyce McConnell would leave the presidency at the end of this month. The search will include feedback from faculty, staff, and students. CSU System's chief academic officer, Rick Miranda, will serve as the campus's interim president until a new president is named. Miranda says he will not apply for the permanent position. Pueblo County commissioners rejected a solar park proposed for 831 acres of private land near the Comanche power plant. The Pueblo Chieftain reports residents near the planned development were concerned about the project's effect on property values. Prior to the vote, the company proposing the project committed to hiring local workers. The paper says two other solar farms are already near the residential neighborhood, but this one would have been closer to homes. This is CPR News. In Denver, it is 90 degrees.